second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. And please remember that RBN is conducting a pledge drive, and you can help in various ways. You can contribute money to the pledge drive. You can support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, such as business cards or bumper stickers or other products. You can subscribe to the archives for more than the regular price, which is $1.33 per month. You can also support RBN by purchasing some advertising if you happen to have a product or service to sell. You can do all of this by going to republicbroadcasting.org. We will take calls in this hour at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Josh Del Sol. His website is smartmeterfilm.com, and he is a producer and director. He is the force behind this movie that will be applicable to basically to a worldwide audience, talking about the dangers of smart meters and giving us the inspiration to say, no, we do not want this. Speaking of saying no, you can download a book at refusesmartmeter.com called Just Say No to Big Brother's Smart Meter, and it is also going to be linked in the archives. All righty, Josh, welcome again.
Thank you.
All righty, you were going to tell us about some tests and things that you had done.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of testing ourselves with a wireless radiation testing device. And you can see, I think it's called an HF-35C, or something to that effect. We basically hired, we're working with, somebody who does this for a living. His name is Farron, and he has a company called Healthy Homes Consulting. And so he does this for a living. He'll go around and he'll test what levels of electromagnetic stress are in a given home or a given environment. And so with his technology, many people in the States have done this. Many of our listeners have already on YouTube probably seen test results, but I just wanted to offer what we noticed. And when we tested newly installed smart meters, we were in an apartment building. There was about 20 altogether. Let's just pause there for a second, because many people are having health effects with one smart meter on their home. In apartment and condo complexes, you have hydro, or the energy rooms are going to be full, if not already, but they will be full with smart meters, each one broadcasting wirelessly. So we measured a wall of smart meters and found that the reading was 198,000 microwatts per meter squared, or 19.8 microwatts per centimeter squared. What that means is that it's actually 198 times higher than what the International Building Biology Code recommends for any sort of safe level. Actually, 1,000 microwatts per meter squared is the threshold for extreme concern. So it's 198 times higher.
Oh, my gosh.
Than the international threshold for extreme concern. So contrast that with our official, in Canada, it's called Health Canada's Safety Code 6. And their limit is something like 10 million. It's absolutely absurd. And so, again, because the research is biased, they're not getting to the truth of what levels are actually affecting people. So it's very high.
All righty. We're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take some calls when we come back.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premiable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Guest today is Josh Del Sol, and we do have some callers on the line. Did you want to finish making your remarks before we take the callers? I mean, just, you know, you were talking about the testing that you'd done just before we went to the break, and just make some conclusions from that, because we kind of cut you off a little bit.
No, that's okay. I basically covered what I wanted to say. Just the bottom line is that they may be within our health safety codes, but many people are getting sick, and we're seeing results, negative results, both with individuals in the lab, with children especially, with plants and with animals. So the long-term effects of this totally, insane project are unknown, because we've never been exposed to this level of radiation before as a culture.
Certainly. So how could they possibly make safety standards and put that out as something that they've tested? My goodness. All righty, let's take a call. Let's take Jim in Kansas. Jim, welcome to the program.
I have a house that has what I thought was a smart meter on it. I called the utility company and complained that the house is rented out. I wrote the renter. The renter got on the internet and sent some emails back and forth with the utility company, and then sent me a copy of the letter, and the utility company denies that that is a smart meter, even though it looks just exactly like the picture of one I saw on the internet. Is there a possibility that they could basically have a sleeper in there, and then that if they decide to activate it and make it a smart meter later on?
Good question, Jim. It's either, typically, my understanding is either a smart meter or it's a digital meter.
Well, mine's digital.
It's digital, yeah. But it, on smart meters, if you if you were to do an internet search on this and compare smart meter versus digital meter, you'll probably come up with something that will visually show you the difference. Smart meters have two or three little, often in our smart meters are little black circles on the lower right part of the face of the meter, which actually are make it distinguishable from a digital meter. So it's hard for me to explain it, but if you just do an internet search for smart meter versus digital meter image, you will be able to tell, you know, whether yours is which one of those.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All righty, let's take Rick in Kansas. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Deanna. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, I was just paying attention to your last caller, and where we live, the smart meter. I have a couple topics, but I'll start with the last caller's topic, the smart meters, the digital ones, and the ones that aren't the kind that send out the message to be negotiated with your appliances. Anyway, they got some ignorance going on in the town we have because they didn't even know that they were getting smart meters and they were going to cost more and there was a grant that came with it. And then I'd mentioned something and it put stop to that, probably caused a ruckus. But anyway, they got different types, different kinds of strengths depending on where you're at, made by different companies. There's the one that I looked at has got like a similar to a tower with little lines that kind of focus out as to depict that it is seeing a signal. Yeah, there's a lot of things that I'm learning about these, and I'm glad Deanna's woke me up to them. Because I understand these things better than maybe that some, and not as well as others. But let me throw this at you. You were running some things out there about your testing and code parameters.
Yeah.
I want to write some things down, if you would, and I could go to the archives, but I got you on the phone here. What was your parameters that are, and what are the readings?
Can you go to our website and watch our trailer, which plays automatically. Go to about the 3-minute mark in, and it shows a screen overlay of exactly what the readings were, and it shows
the. I'll tell you what. Let me interrupt you because I don't want to take Deanna's time. This I'll go to that and do research, therefore. And on this account, what, Deanna, you need to do, if you just take my input, is have somebody explain how the body is electrical automaton. It's like if you could just imagine yourself being an electrical device with flesh on it, surrounded with water, and everything about your body is based on electrical impulse. And how your minerals in your body, as well as your blood, all that stuff works like just like your power lines that run around your city. And how these doggone smart meters work is on a frequency that is, it's actually decoding. It scrambles. And so everybody that's around these things, my theory is that they are being broke down.
Oh.
Your body is has a typical type of wave. It's actually the Indians would compliment you if you walked in your bare feet rather than your boots in the old Westerns, because they actually felt like that you were actually touched by Mother Earth. And I think they have something there. My wife is an Indian, and she just loves to be in the earth, our garden, and I find that I feel better too. I don't know if there's anything to this, but the research that I find explains stuff I couldn't go into because I don't have the knowledge. But we are in like a timing or a sequence with Earth, and I believe that what we are what's happening around us to our greed and all of the power that goes along with the things we feel are comfortable, air conditioning, electrical, computer, cell phones, nearly every one of those things are absolutely the opposite of what we are compatible with. And I think that's a design. It's probably spiritual warfare. It goes deeper than I want to talk about right now. But get you a scientist on that can explain this.
I can actually speak to that, Rick. I haven't yet, but I have researched that as well.
Well, get on it, brother. I want to hear so that other people know it, because these things the people don't understand. And I can pick up this gap in the... My wife asked me these questions that are so simple to me and you,
Yeah.
But that gap is amongst the people in our church and the everybody. They just the education that they've gotten is suffers in the area
absolutely.
That you're trying to explain. So that might help your enlightening of this affair, just like in my city when I stood up and said, hey, come back to the table and listen to what I got to say. And it did. It changed the environment.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. Speaking truth, brother.
You got to tell them. You can't let them assume.
Okay.
People don't want to hear what they don't understand.
Right.
Goodbye, Deanna. I love you guys. God bless.
Thanks. Thanks, Rick.
So Rick is absolutely right as far as my research shows and common sense. In addition, we are electromagnetic beings, as already been mentioned. We're connected with the earth. We're connected with the natural elements. There's a, you know, if you just Google grounding or earthing, there you can learn more about that. But there's an electron flow that happens between us and the earth. And when we get further away from natural energies and when we get further towards the electrons and the radiation, you know, beaming from these high frequency devices, that offers us, that creates this kind of a disconnected state. You might notice that that people these days, more people than not, are kind of walking around a little bit sort of traumatized or a little bit sort of disconnected. And I would say that's by design. I would agree with you, Rick, there. I would agree that this is about consciousness. It's about awakening or being put to sleep. And the corporate forces of control want us to be put asleep. To break it down into the science, the smart meters emit at 900 megahertz and 2.4 gigahertz. Here, they have two frequencies. The reason for those two frequencies is one to talk to other smart appliances, and the other to talk to the collector, the collector units on telephone poles and stuff. So the important thing is that both of those frequencies, like Rick was alluding to, and like he's probably intuiting, is that both of those frequencies have to do with functioning and the biological level and the glial cells and in the neurons in your brain. Those two frequencies probably are chosen to be the most disruptive to our natural, you know, connected processes from a high enough level. Now, you asked me if I wanted to go down the rabbit hole, or we were talking about that, and this is kind of getting there. This is getting into the idea that you know, the forces that control corporations don't want people to be have a lot of vitality because they don't want a lot of resistance. They want to interfere with our natural processes because when you disconnect from your source, you're not able to be as strong of a presence and function as strong, and you're operate on a lower level of just wanting to get by. So
right.
This is a very key part of this discussion, and I thank Rick for bringing it to the table, and it definitely needs to be talked about, and we are going to breach that conversation in the film.
Right. Well, you know, just the idea that all of these children, I mean, we're talking young children who are encouraged, you know, commercials encourage the parents to purchase cell phones for the children, have, you know, the whole family has a cell phone. And then when you couple that with video games and some of the other things, the electronic devices that young children feel that they have to have. And yet, these are children who cannot read, who do not learn in school. I mean, when you piece it all together, I mean, you really have to question what is going on and what kind of agenda are the elite following. And it's certainly one that's very, very, very damaging to the majority of the people on the planet. We are going to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Josh Del Sol. His website is smartmeterfilm.com, and he's doing a film. And if you would like to contribute to that film, they still need about $1,500, and that campaign ends tomorrow at midnight?
Yes.
All righty. We do have some callers. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. As I say, late in life, I'm basically going back to university. Always learn something new.
Good.
But it is good when we mix it with personal experience and what we have come across in life. But it was very interesting when Josh mentioned there about the human beings or any living creature or entity is an electrochemical, based on electrochemical processes. And all kind of electrical equipment, it has to be grounded to prevent the buildup of static electricity that might interfere with the performance of that piece of equipment. You know, and that's where it comes in, where you said about, you know, it's good, you know, to every so often walk barefoot, you know. And
absolutely.
I remember, like, in the southern part of Germany, in the Alpine regions, whenever there was a fern, it was a wind that was coming over the Alps, and coming down from high altitude, and then touching down at ground level. There was an increase, what I understood, of negative ions in the air. And that interfered with people. People became nervous, they became short-tempered, And basically, their whole nervous system is on edge. And at the hospitals, they postpone critical surgery because they know it. The success rate will go down dramatically during this, those times.
Mm-hmm.
But there is another thing. You know, as I say, we were looking at it only at the in the aspect of you know, basically the human being. But basically, our bodies are a symbiosis of many different organisms, microorganisms. Without those, we cannot function. What I understood, if our bodies would be completely sterilized, we would die within 3 days, within 72 hours. And what effect does the static electricity and those this electromagnetic radiation have on all those little critters that on us and in us that keep us alive?
Right, all that bacteria that helps us to function.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, very good observations there. I would add that the when there's negative ions in our atmosphere, it's actually relaxing and it's like a natural energy. So, for example, in a forest or in the ocean at the beach, there's a lot of negative ions. But when there's positive ions, which is what build up when things are not grounded or we're around electromagnetic stressors, then we do. We get irritable. We get sort of, you know, disconnected, and any of the emotions that go along with what I call disconnection or disconnected from your source, from your consciousness or from nature. Yeah, and your thoughts are quite good as far as how it all plays in with the natural forces in our body and how it disconnects.
You corrected me. I was wrong about the negative ions. It's positive ions.
You're right, yeah.
And it basically stresses the nervous system. More crimes are being committed during that time, you know.
Yeah.
And as I say, life is a lot more complicated than what specialized idiots can figure out. They always
right.
Things that come along with a better mousetrap, you know.
Right.
And when you don't understand it fully, you don't try to change it.
Right.
Right.
That's what the people of old knew.
Yeah.
You know?
So what we're trying to do is really, and I appreciate the caller, Rick, earlier, because it's really getting to the root of the thing, right? Really understanding what's going on, because from that place, okay, sure, it's a heavier topic to go into, but really understanding a thing empowers you to deal with it. And in the case of the, you know, all the devices that create an ungroundedness or disconnection or this positive ions and state of anxiety, that they are purposely introduced, I believe, to our younger generations, to our children, to get them addicted to that way of life, and that way of life being a distraction, to
yes.
serve up distractions so that the energy goes into the series of distractions leading one away from the truth of a thing. Right?
Exactly.
So that
and
seems
they learn
to be happening to us.
Yeah, they learn in the classroom, all the distracting things in the classroom. So it's
right.
very hard to educate children when there's a lot of noise, a lot of color, a lot of distraction.
A lot of wireless, a lot of fluorescent lights, a lot of, you know, cell phones on
cell
the person.
Cell phone towers, yeah. Yes. Yes. And now personal computers in the classroom.
Right, and each one is emitting wireless by default. So in Canada, we're actually seeing that more classrooms are going wired instead of wireless. There's a number have already made the switch, and that the awareness is building. So this is absolutely key that we understand that our children are, you know, being affected, and that we can affect positive change for future generations by spreading this awareness.
Sure. All righty, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our guest today is Josh Del Sol, and we do have someone, Alex from British Columbia. Welcome to the program, Alex.
Hi, it's his son Aiden, because he's just temporarily indisposed, but I can talk about what he was going to talk about. Is that okay?
Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so we're living in this house now. We're just going to move tomorrow because we have 3 smart meters, 10 feet from here in our laundry room. And since they put in a third one, which is our apartment, we live in like a triplex thing, and there was these 2 smart meters, and we had an analog for our apartment. And then when it turned to smart meters here, we've been noticing during the night when we turn off all the lights and we go to bed, we've been getting dry mouths and throats, and we get these weird sticky, spiky things sticking out the back of my throat. And we think it has something to do with smart meter and also directed energy.
Wow. So is it just you, or is there other people in the household as well?
My dad and I. And then there's also my sister, but she doesn't have anything happen to her.
Okay. I'm definitely not a doctor. I don't want to diagnose anything, but I can tell you that, a smaller percentage of people do feel the effects right away. I definitely don't want to minimize anything because the effects are real and we're dealing with, biological effects. I wanted to say, however, and maybe, you know, I could just briefly mention this, or maybe we can talk about it later as well. But our level of consciousness and how we think about what's going on in our body can really be an effective barrier, and can really sort of change the and minimize those harmful effects. So I just want to encourage you, Eden, and your family to, you know, really connect to your source and pull in and intend in that the energy that would minimize those effects and that would bring you health and well-being. And, you know, in my experience, what I find is that when I'm able to do that on a regular basis, then things happen and things change and situations change. And, you know, it might actually open up where you're easily, you know, moving to another place and you don't have to deal with that energy. But definitely, I just want to introduce to this conversation how important our level of consciousness is, because I believe we're creating so quickly with our thoughts at this time. And so if we go into the fear and go into the symptoms and make the symptoms bigger, then they're going to get bigger. But if we really just meet that and come from a place of connection, of grounded, you know, being, and connect the spirit in whatever way we do, and call forth what we want to experience, then that's a different, you know, a more positive experience that we can create. Do you have anything more you want to share about that? And does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. When this happens, it's you get this weird feeling, and I get this weird feeling that something's happening to me, and I don't really want it to happen. And yep. My dad and I were like 100 feet from each other, like across the house, and yep. Our bedrooms kind of line up. And we're having these same dreams. Like he was having this dream one day that he was choking on his gumball thing. And I had a dream that my sister was choking on APOC, and it was the same night at the same time. And then he was talking about his dream, like he didn't tell me before I told him, that he was having a dream on the phone to someone about him choking to death on this gumball. Mm. And Abby, I told my sister before, Abby, before he even said that, she's like, "Oh my God. Aiden just had a dream of me choking." And then once I was sleeping in his room, because this was a couple of years ago, I was getting attacked with directed energy weapons. And my
Alex,
heart was...
we probably don't want to go into that, because we're really kind of talking about smart meters, which, you know, I think
can I just address
that,
Deanna?
Yeah,
I just want to address that really quick, because I do understand where Ian's coming from. Eden,
okay.
it sounds like
Alex.
This is a really, sorry, Alex, this is a really strong encouragement, if you choose to frame it that way, for you and your family to go into a deeper layer of reality, or a deeper level of consciousness. When we allow, you know, things like this to be experienced in our life, when we choose these things, because I believe we're from a high enough level, we're choosing our experience. That's an invitation for you to really connect to a deeper level of who you are, a deeper level of spirit, and to create something, you know, from a higher level. So it might, I don't know where you're at with that, but I would just encourage you and invite you to see if you can shift that and to see it as an opportunity to go through the fear and to create something better with focused thought in your mind.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to finish this, that when my dad and I are getting attacked, it's relatively the same thing that's happening to us. And it's probably from the smart meter and a mixture of something else like directed energy. And, and this smart meter governs the computer programming, like what I heard you talk about, the Big New, talking in his book Between Two Ages, what was going to happen to all of North America is when we're finished with them, talking about psychotronic weapons, when we're finished with them, they're not going to be able to repeat last night's download of news.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I'm Aiden, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My dad's out, Hunter.
So, yeah, it's very real that it's very a real possibility and probability that this is part of this kind of a greater nefarious program. That's why my soul feels so resonant to get the word out about this. And it's challenging because it's really heavy. And to understand that, okay, yeah, you know, it's a good possibility smart meters are being used as psychotronic weapons. Okay. But at the same time, I believe that we always have the ability to connect with our source and to meet that challenge, to shift the idea that we're victims of this, you know, technocratic agenda. You know, I'm not a victim of anything. And I'm choosing to go through my fear, and doing my best anyways, and not saying that I have it figured out, but I'm saying it's a choice to shift the mindset. So you're not a victim of it. Yes, it's happening, but it's an invitation for you to really touch in with your power, Aiden, as a creator being. I would just encourage you with that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say one more thing is that they trigger the psychotronic weapons by the smart meter grid, and they target us through the telecommunication and the electrical grid.
Okay.
The computer program to do mass mind control and population reduction agenda and control.
Yeah. Okay, it's possible. I don't have any data about that, but again, you know, I know you're wanting to get the information out there, but for you personally, I just would encourage you to take back your power.
Okay. My dad's here, and he would like to say a couple things.
All right.
Here he is. Bye.
Bye. Thanks,
Bye.
Alex.
Hi, I'm Alex Hunter. That was my son, Aiden.
And, oh, I'm sorry. I got you.
No, it's okay. Okay. It was confusing because I had to. We're moving just to get away from smart meter tomorrow. And we're just backing up today, and we got three smart meters 10 feet from me right here. And since they installed the one for our apartment 3 months ago, we were waking up with sore, dry throats, with lumps on the backs of our throats and things growing out of the roofs of our mouths. In my case, it was extreme. Like, we had things about almost an eighth of an inch long at one point, or a 16th of an inch maybe, and they were spiky.
Sounds like Magellan's.
Yeah, I know. And it's advanced biological warfare. People call everything Morgellons. That's anything weird, but it's advanced biological warfare. I went in and showed my physician just for the fun of it and just to put people on the record going into physicians' offices and talking about stuff. And his reaction was this when he saw it. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know what that is. Oh, my. And I said, then he leaned back out of my mouth, and he said, yeah, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's an allergic reaction. And I said, possibly I've developed an allergy to electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic hypersensitivity. He said, yes, and the only way to find out is to move away. And meaning, like, he can't wait for me not to be his patient, because he's in a very compromising position, because we do a lot of radio and film. Like, we film the chemtrails here in Victoria, the military assault on humanity, but the military testing, the globalist military testing here on Vancouver Island. And so we're moving off the island back to the mainland, and we'll continue to do that from over there. And just from a different perspective, because we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of talking to the officials and rallying support from our community and encouraging people to stand up and fight the New World Order and the globalist agenda, because a lot of people don't see what we're having done to us. And things like what happens to Werner and Dr. Carly, et cetera, you don't see a lot of this in the public yet. But if these people let this happen to the first wave, then, you know, it'll be them next. So
sure.
I think what Aiden wanted to say was that the smart meter triggers a computer program that will deliver psychotronic frequency as a form of population reduction and control as they do it, which is electronic behavior modification. And that's definitely happening. And then there's also something electromagnetic. I don't know what it is, a microwave or something else coming through the electrical grid. And the psychotronic frequency comes through the, in this case, comes through the telecommunications and electrical grid as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, Alex, okay. whereabouts on Vancouver Island are you guys?
We're on the Pathé Highway on the way into Victoria, if you're coming from the ferry, right at the Island View interchange, or the Island View intersection that goes down to Island View Beach. We're like right. two driveways up from it, and we're moving tomorrow because of this. So I work in the film industry, and I have a lot of colleagues there, so we're going back over there to basically shake things up. And
Sorry to interrupt. There's a bit of a delay. How long have you been like filming or researching issues like chemtrails and so forth?
Well, government corruption here in British Columbia after an ICBC accident. Actually, before that, I was basically studying judicial corruption and the child protection and child court system as it dangled your children over a precipice. And you know, these Satanists were just laughing, like, how much are you willing to spend to save your kid? And the answer invariably was anything. And so to save my children, I was spending huge amounts of money in the child court system to try and get custody of my kids because they were at risk. And so I got into a car accident in 1998. It was a special effects assistant on a television production here making over $110,000 a year and paying $5,000 in taxes. And although I was a passenger going through a green light in a car wearing my seatbelt, I didn't get a diagnosis, treatment, or compensation. And I was being blackmailed and terrorized and tortured in the medical system and almost killed because they refused to diagnose and treat my injuries, and it would show that they owed me a lot of money. And so that's what woke me up to the corruption in the medical system. And I just was learning about the Carlyle Group and stuff and Halliburton and judicial corruption. And so I started to study it like hammer and tongs after that, about 100 hours a week. And I started to focus on chemtrails over the last few years because it went up several 100%. So I just thought, okay, the globalist agenda is more important. But as we understand weaponized medicine from an intimate perspective, I decided to put I was going to do a film about ICBC and WCB and what is medical legal insurance fraud and racketeering. And then I realized it wasn't just insurance claimants anymore. It actually changed while I was in the system to just basically everybody in the lower 95th percentile. And the medical system is expected to play a tremendous role in population reduction in the coming.
I think they already do with all of their, you know, chemotherapy and all of that kind of thing. I think they, and all the pharmaceutical drugs.
Vaccination, yeah. But, you know, if I can just say one last thing about that, because I think it's important before I lose my train of thought, it happens more frequently now with this this attack going on. The medical community is being stifled. As you know, they can't speak out. And if you think our healthcare was broken before this, wait till we all rush it by the millions or tens of millions or whatever we are, after we breathe in all this aerosolized aluminum and biological warfare, et cetera, and when we really start to succumb to the effects of the toxic and carcinogenic stuff, the radiation, et cetera, you know, then these doctors are all being trained across Canada to make sure that we don't get anything from the system unless we're in the upper fifth percentile or the people they've selected to live onto their brave new world. And those right. people will get advanced military medicine, which they don't teach these doctors, right? So,
right.
Yeah, right. But I love
Josh,
your show.
Josh, your thoughts. Go ahead, Alex. I didn't
yeah,
mean to cut you off.
Your show is fantastic. Werner called me and told me you're on. And I was up all night packing, and I got up and I started to listen, and you woke me right up. It's very good.
Good.
Yeah, I'll tune in, and I'll also check out his website and the movie, and I'll try and donate what I can, and we'll be supporting you all the time from now on. We're going to listen as frequently as we can.
Well, thank you so much, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thank you, and we're going to check the website out right now, and we're friends of Werner's, and thanks for having us on and stuff. It's just great. I'll just be quiet and listen now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. Right,
your thoughts, Josh?
Yeah. Wow. That was a lot. That was a lot of information. That was a lot of energy, much of which I am familiar with. But I want to introduce a new, in my response to that and in what I'm going to say, I want to introduce sort of a new level or a new area of the conversation. And Einstein said, a problem can never be solved at the same level of consciousness or the same level at which it's created. So what happens when, maybe we'll talk about this after the break. It sounds like we're going to break. Okay, great.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. How many in stock? There's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you think that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Today has been Josh Del Sol, and his website is smartmeterfilm.com, and he would be very appreciative if you could donate to the making of that film. I know that there are chemtrails. I see them outside. I know just about every day. But I believe that the powers that be would like to keep us in a state of fear, and because they can control us more. And so, you know, I look at 9/11 as a traumatic event, which they pretty much hypnotized, traumatized the entire nation. And, you know, I just don't like to feel fearful. I don't like to feel like a victim.
Yeah, good point, Deanna. Thanks for bringing that up. What I'd like to offer is along the same line, and that is, if there's any problem that you have in your life, if you focus on that problem and you just think about the problem and you look at the symptoms and you tell other people about the problem and you tell other people about what's wrong, then there's a law in quantum physics that talks about, and it's an ancient law that mystics knew about. It talks that energy follows intention. So wherever we put our intention or attention, whatever we focus on gets bigger because it gets more energy. So I totally sympathize and can understand what Alex and Aiden, their experience, and it's a real experience. I would say that that there's possibly a different way of looking at it, however. And it comes back to knowing who you are. It comes back to having an understanding that human beings are multidimensional, that it's not just about the physical that we're subject to, that we have the ability to tap into the creative source, the creator energy, and literally to create, to influence our own experience through our own choices and our own thoughts. And that might rub a lot of our listeners the wrong way, but it's something that I've observed to be true. So I would suggest that if you're resonating at the frequency of fear or the frequency of a victimization, that there's a really good opportunity for you to move right through that and to go into the fear and go past the fear and create something else more positive that you want to experience. Because when you're in that fear, you're exactly where the control system wants you to be, and you're making bigger the experiences that you're having from that fear base. I want to just quickly use as an example. I a number of years ago, I was researching UFO abductions, and I was, you know, starting to read a book, and the book was talking about how, you know, people are taken and their experiences where they're taken and they're violated and all this stuff. And okay, I'm not, you know, of course that has existed on this planet, in whether it's in the physical or multidimensional, there's always crazy things going on. But I noticed that when I stopped focusing on that ceased to become a reality for me. In other words, when I was focusing on it, I was feeling like that could potentially happen. When I was focusing on the positive, moving my thoughts away, then I was creating, you know, more healing experiences in my life. So I just want to encourage you with that you didn't come here to be a pawn in the power game. You came here to understand who you are, to move through the fear. To excel, absolutely. To move through the fear.
Yes. We've run out of time, Josh.
Okay.
Appreciate you being on the program today, and good luck with the film, and hope that you get enough money to get it done, and that it's very well received. Hopefully it will be.
Thank you so much, Deanna. Pleasure to be
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.